Oui.
Thanks, Rob. The Czech football captain Tomáš Rosický made a fine return from injury on Saturday, scoring in Arsenal's 2-0 win over Bolton. The midfielder had been out for a month with a muscle problem and missed the Czech Republic's great 3-0 win over Germany last week, that game seeing the Czechs through to Euro 2008. But Rosický is set to face a couple of his national team colleagues on Tuesday, when Arsenal play host to Slavia Prague in the Champions League. In Scotland, Czech midfielder Jiří Jarošík made quite a return for Celtic, appearing in the famous Old Firm derby against Rangers. Jarošík has rather fallen out of favour at Celtic and hadn't played a full game for the Hoops since February. His comeback could have been more auspicious. Celtic were beaten 3-0. Czech international goalie Petr Cech is among the 50 players nominated by France Football for the European Player of the Year award. The Chelsea star also featured in the poll 2 years ago, when he was the highest-placed goalkeeper, coming 14th. Getting back for a second to Slavia Prague, they're now 5 points clear at the top of the Czech league after a 3-0 win over Plzeň in Prague at the weekend. Teplice remain in second place despite losing 1-0 to Olomouc, while Baník Ostrava are third, after drawing 1-1 with Jablonec. Fourth-placed Sparta Prague continue to stutter. They drew 1-0 away with Ceska Budějovice, who are managed by Sparta old boy and former manager František Straka. Finally, some tennis. The Czech women's number one, Nicole Vajdašová, reached the semi-finals at the Zurich Open at the weekend. It was the first time the 19-year-old had made the last four at a tournament since the Australian Open. But she didn't make the last two in Zurich. She lost 6-3, 3-6, 5-7 to world number one and eventual title winner Justine Henin. And that's all the sport for today.